welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. Try to say that five times real quick. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings. That would be Matt Hines. Welcome to your own show.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
Well, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would have your own coaches show on an SB Nation radio affiliate?
No, I can't say that. That's ever been an expectation or anything I thought would happen. But it's quite an honor. It's kind of cool for our program, so I'm honored to do
it. Or a goal in life. Well, Coach, welcome to your own show. We're glad to give the Lady Vikings some exposure this season. We're glad to have you on board for the entire season. Why don't you just take a few minutes and tell our listeners, your basketball fans, a little bit about Matt Hines, because this is your rookie year as the head coach. So introduce yourself to the Huntington North Lady Vikings fans.
Okay, well, this is probably, my 23rd year of coaching. So I've been a head coach at some different stops with boys for 4 years and girls for 4 years, both at Eastbrook High School. That's kind of where I got started. I've also made a couple stops, been an assistant coach for different men's and women's team at the college level, where I went to school at Oklahoma Wesleyan for a year at Indiana Wesleyan. Then bounced around as an assistant for some boys' teams, Marion High School for a year, and then the last five at Huntington North. Just had the honor and the opportunity to be asked to be the girls' coach here. It's been a very good opportunity and one that I'm glad I accepted last spring.
Well, with the girls team here in Huntington, there is a rich history with the girls team. So did that play into it at all when you decided to come to Huntington North?
I'll be honest, at the end of when we were in regionals with the boys last spring, I had no idea that there was going to be an opening. And I it wasn't even an expectation. So, I had wanted to be a head coach and kind of kept my eyes out, but to be honest with you, I was kind of looking at, maybe some different boys jobs that might come open. Had no idea that something would come open right here in the school. And to be honest, it really, was a blessing because my wife and I talked so much about how, I love teaching at Huntington North and love being here. I really didn't want to bounce around to a different school again, just because, you spend a lot of your day in the classroom, and I love what I do. I teach health at the high school and to sophomores, and I really enjoy that. And just the people there, it's been a really good opportunity, and to be able to stay here and then have the opportunity when I was presented with it, I talked to my wife and she said, you're really stupid if you don't take this. So it was really, the more I prayed about it, it was just a really good, situation. I'm very blessed to be able to be in this position.
If the words "you're really stupid if" ever came out of my wife's mouth, I would probably follow that advice too.
Yeah, she, she knows. I mean, she's just a real great support. I got two young kids, and she kind of follows me around and has allowed me to do this. And I try to be sensitive to that. As you get older, you try to be a little smarter about not taking your family all over the place. She knew when she met me that's what I wanted to do, and she's been very supportive. And I couldn't ask for a better partner to do this with.
Well, you take over the program. You're a rookie. It's your rookie season here with the Huntington North Lady Vikings. You walk into the gym. You blow the whistle. You have a team on the floor. Practice started, I assume, several weeks ago. So tell us a little bit about your team that will mm-hmm. take the court. I almost said field because I typically do college football and some high school, but I almost said field, but I said court. So tell us a little bit the Lady Viking program that will take the court this season.
Well, sometimes in our drills, we try to make it real physical just to, you know, we're trying to toughen our kids up a little bit. So sometimes it looks like a field out there instead of a court. But I will tell you, we have great kids. And I know a lot of people say that. Maybe sounds like a little kind of a cliche thing, kind of thing to say, but we really do. And we are young. We have a couple that have some experience, and we have, you know, quite a few that don't. And, you know, even last year we had two or three freshmen that got a lot of time. So they're young, and, you know, we'll have some growing pains. And what we want to just focus on is, hey, this is where we're at. Our job is to get better each day. And, you know, when I took the program and first few practices, I knew I did the right thing. It was very reassuring to me right away. Even last spring when we had our two workouts a week, and then once we started, you know, full out practice this fall, I knew I did the right thing. It's just been a really positive group. You know, there's always challenges and adversity, and that comes with anything you do. But I've been very pleased with just the buy-in, their willingness to just believe in what we're doing and trust. And, you know, that's really all you can ask for moving forward.
Well, as the new coach, you come into a situation where maybe you have some seniors, some juniors. They've had another coach in the past. Was there a time period where it took some time for maybe the players to get used to you versus you getting used to the players?
You know, there probably was. It felt like things just kind of gelled right away, to be honest with you. I was you know, very, like I said, very pleased and didn't really know what to expect. This summer was really – June was a really instrumental month for us, very important. And we were in a lot of games, and your summer records don't, you know, mean everything. Some teams don't have all their kids in the summer. And, but we were in, you know, every game was a single digit game for us, win or lose, and to, you know, with an exception of maybe two or three. We had a lot of close games that we lost. I think our record over the summer was around, you know, 10-10 or 11-11, something like that. But the interesting thing is, I think we won like six out of our last seven or seven out of our last eight, and we learned how to win those close ones. Again, it's not always indicative of what's going to happen because, you know, teams are without, you know, players playing AAU, or maybe they're playing travel softball, or whatever the case may be. But I saw a difference in our kids, and they really began to kind of get what we are after. Still a lot to learn, but the fact that they're willing to do that, and just really not just the buy-in, you can say you're bought in, but when you start showing it, that's belief, and I feel like they believe in what we're doing.
All right, if you're just joining us right now, you're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I'm going to mess that up at some point, guaranteed. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings basketball team, Matt Hines. All right, let's talk about players a little bit, because when it comes down to it's players on the floor that you coach that are going to get the wins or losses. So just take us through your team real quick, and who can we expect to see on the court this season?
Well, before I start, Gary, we all know that when we win, it's the players that do it, and when we lose, it's the coach. Everybody knows that. So, no, we
that, that's a given. That's a given, so I stand corrected.
No, we got a unique opportunity. I know I've been asked this question a couple times about who is our go-to player. And people think I'm dancing around the question, but I'm really not. We don't have one go-to player. And although some people may look at that as, well, that's not good, we have a few different players that can do some different things. We're very balanced, very steady. We are a little undersized. We have a post player that can help us. Outside of her, we are we're a little undersized. So, but we really competed with some teams that were bigger than us throughout the summer. I feel like we have a little bit of depth, but we are young. So I feel like, you know, our goal is by February to be, you know, to have that experience under our belt. And so in saying that, you know, we have a point guard in Leah Campbell that she started as a freshman last year. And to be able to say, hey, you know, I got a girl that's going to start point guard for us, you know, hopefully every game for 3 years. And did it all our freshman year as well. That's a good thing looking forward. You know, she handles the ball well. She can knock down the open three. She is learning right now how to be a leader, and she has really taken on that challenge. And I have been thrilled to death with her as far as what she's willing to accept. And you know, there'll be growing pains. I told her that sometimes you're going to love me and sometimes you're going to hate me. So that's just the nature of, you're the extension of the head coach on the court. So I've been really pleased with how she's coming along. We have another girl that will be kind of a backup point guard, but also be a shooting guard for us. And her name is Taylor Double. And Taylor is a freshman and she will probably start for us on Tuesday as well. And really good shooter, tall, lengthy, about 5'10", 5'11", and really sees the court well. Her best attribute is probably passing, but she does shoot it really well as well. And so defends on the ball really well. Just really, really pleased. She's trying to find her niche right now, you know, and once she gets comfortable, I think, you know, that may take a few games, and that's okay. You know, but a kid like that, you let him play through some mistakes, and you know, you just try to let them get comfortable because you know that you know what they're capable of. So Reese Cole Klesser is an experienced guard for us. She can shoot the ball. She's got a really nice, you know, pull up dribble about 15 feet. She's just steady. Nothing bothers Reese. And to have a kid like that where she's always composed. She never gets lets her emotions get the best of her. That's a really, really neat thing. And then you got some other kids that you know, the starting lineup may change. We got Addie Wiley, who, you know, is a terrific athlete. She's starting to handle the ball better this summer, late in the summer, and then even this fall, she's starting to shoot the ball a little better. She can get to the basket in one dribble from the perimeter, she's a terrific defender. So to have a kid like that, she's just a really well-rounded athlete. She's really going to help us. She's someone I know people know her probably more for soccer or track or cross country, but I tell you what, I wouldn't bypass her and look her, you know, past her at all for basketball. I mean, she's got to be able to make a big difference for us. And then you got Caitlin Arnold, who, you know, is a junior for us. And Caitlin is, man, she has not played really since her, I think she played the Snyder game last year. From my understanding, got hurt. I had a fracture in her back. She was pretty much out all summer. She played in two summer games for us this summer. Did not get fully cleared until this fall. So she has not really played since her freshman year. She's about 6'1", and just does a terrific job of sealing, getting position in the post. I think she's going to be someone that people have to guard. She's going to make a big difference for us. So, and then we got, you know, some people that come in, and we can probably go 8 or 9 deep. I think it's hard to play 9 for how we play, but you know, we will definitely play probably 8 people this year. And you have, those are, we have 2 seniors, one in Bailey Double, who is very, very good shooter. She really, when she gets going, she can just flat out get hot from the perimeter. So
it's someone you want to get the ball to every time yes. down the court if she's on.
She is. I mean, it doesn't take her long to get. It's Taylor's sister. Both of them can shoot, and their dad's one of our assistant coaches, and he loves shooting, and you can tell because both his girls can shoot it. So, but Bailey is she going to be a great leader for us this year? There may be games she starts. There may be games that she's kind of our sixth man, so to speak. And the thing about Bailey is she's a competitor. You know, she wants what's best for the team. And you know, she started some for us this summer, and she came off the bench for us.
All right, if you're just joining us here, listen to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings.
She's going to make a difference for us.
If you're just joining us here, you're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings, Matt Hines. Can you hold through the break, Coach?
Sure, no problem.
All right, you're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talks on SB Nation Radio.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
Welcome back to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings, Matt Hines. We've been through almost a half a show, and I still have not messed that up yet.
Well, you're doing good, Gary.
Give me time. That's the professional in me. All right. Well, we talked about your team a little bit. You had a scrimmage last week. Boy, you guys hit the ground running, if you will, this week with three games. Fort Wayne Snyder on Tuesday, Fort Wayne North on Friday, and Southwood on Saturday. You open things up on Tuesday evening at home against Fort Wayne Snyder. What do you know about them?
Well, we are on the road at Snyder.
See,
Tuesday.
I knew I would screw something up. I knew it.
That's all right. But that's all right. We had a chance to go watch them on Saturday. So against Noblesville, and you know they really present some challenges because of their quickness and their speed. You know we'll see some pressure on them, and you know with a young team. That's something that I know we are capable of taking on that challenge. But sometimes it takes getting your feet wet a little bit. So hopefully, you know, we come out, our goal would be to win the first 4 minutes of the first quarter, just to kind of get steady and get into the groove of the game. And then from there, we got to withstand some challenges and some adversity throughout the game. They're going to, you know, play a little man-to-man. They may do a little 1-3-1 half-court trap and full-court press. So they're going to kind of mix the defenses a little bit and cause their point guards to think a little bit. And so we're going to have to be ready for that.
You know, with the pressure that you're expecting Fort Wayne Snyder to put on, you have a sophomore starting point guard. Any concerns there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if I call them concerns. I mean, obviously, their goal is to win the game, but what we want to see is what we've been working on in practice carry over to the games. So Leah is a terrific ball handler. What we are trying to do is to get her just to slow down just a little bit, you know, slow down, make some reads, giving her some liberty to make some play calls in the half court. I don't know how much of that we'll see Tuesday in the half court, but she has done a really nice job last week. We started just after the scrimmage, really slowing down a little bit. And all of our kids have done a really nice job of just kind of taking a look at that and knowing, okay, when I cut, I need to go hard, but when I catch it, I need to square it, kind of take a look instead of just taking off up the court and getting myself into a bad situation.
All right. So you come off of the game with Fort Wayne Snyder. I'm not going to try to touch this one on where you're playing because you told me. Apparently, I wrote it down wrong. So Fort Wayne North on Friday night. With our conversation off the air, you haven't seen Fort Wayne North yet.
We have not seen Fort Wayne North. They don't play until Tuesday. So when we play Snyder, they play the same night. And so we've not got a chance to see them after they play. I believe they played at Cal. We'll get a chance to watch their film and be able to come up with a good game plan for them. But, you know, as always, Fort Wayne schools are usually pretty athletic. Not that we're unathletic, but typically speaking, you know, we have to play in such a way where we're going to do what is best for the kids that we have. And so that's controlling tempo. That doesn't mean we never push the ball. That means when it's there, we push it. When it's not, we need to control the tempo and get a great shot. You know, we don't want to just take the first semi-open look that we have. We want to come down the floor and take the best shot we can get every time. And we got to know, you know, our teams are pretty good about knowing who can shoot it and who can't. You know, we talk about roles and what everybody's roles are, and the girls have accepted that very well.
All right, and then you turn right back around. You're at home on Saturday against Southwood.
That's
Got
right.
that right.
Yeah, we are at home. We were able to see Southwood play against Blackford. We're going to see, you know, maybe a little full-court pressure, but a lot of zone. We'll see a lot of 2-3 zone, and they are very scrappy. Got some athletic kids. So that is a game that you got to come ready to play, you know, and it's easy for high school kids to look at, well, you know, last year we beat so-and-so, or maybe on the flip side of that, last year we didn't beat so-and-so, and they get, you know, young kids, I think, get that in their mind that they're either automatically going to win or they're not going to win based on what happened last year. That's just not reality. You know, reality is every year it's a different team. So we've got to be ready to play every game, and we're trying to get them in the mindset that the most important game you play during your season is the next game.
All right, so a busy week ahead for the Huntington North Lady Vikings. Matt Hines at the helm of the Lady Vikings this year. Anything you want to end with as we wrap things up here?
I just want to say a couple things. I know we went a little long in our first session, but Meg McDonald and Grace Sell are two kids. Meg's a senior and Grace is a sophomore that are probably going to come off the bench, and maybe even at times Chloe Kaufman is also a sophomore. Those kids are really going to come in and do a nice job for us this year. Love what they're bringing to the team. And again, I'm excited about our depth. And really, I'm excited about how young we are. Other than our two seniors, really looking forward to this journey with this team this year.
Yeah, you don't want to leave anyone out, especially on the first show. All right, Coach. I always throw this out there. Some teams do, some teams don't. You have any Twitter or Facebook that our fans can follow your season on?
Yes. Our Lady Basketball, or Lady Vikes Basketball, is at Basketball Vikes is our Twitter handle. That's the Lady Vikes Twitter account. So at Basketball Vikes. And so feel free to follow us on there. I retweet quite a bit of what they have as well. And so one of our coaches does a great job of running that account. And again, just a great school community and program to be a part of.
Well, Coach, thanks a lot. We got the first one under the belt. Hopefully we talk again next week with three wins. Like to see you go 3-0 this first week. So good luck as you guys open the season.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show here on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.